This is Twit.
Facebook unintentionally, they say, uploaded email contacts of 1.5 million new Facebook users since May 2016. It turns out that when some people were joining Facebook, it was asking users to enter their email, not email address, email passwords to verify their identities.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Did that?
Yes, for millions of people. Furthermore, So first of all, a normal site says, is this your email? And then sends you an email and says, click to confirm. Yeah. That would be sufficient. You control this email address. Facebook asked for email addresses and passwords to verify. What they did was logged in and imported all your contacts without telling you. Facebook disclosed on Wednesday to Business Insider that 1.5 million people's contacts were collected this way, fed into Facebook's systems, where they were used to improve Facebook's ad targeting. Yeah, maybe. Build Facebook's web of social connections. Definitely. And, recommend friends to add.
Yep, that's how they got those creepy things about your therapist and everybody else showing up on Facebook.
We now know. Yeah. We now know.
And it was exactly what everyone's worst case scenario was, suspected.
And you cannot, Facebook, screw up. This is not unintentional. There's wait a minute. How do you unintentionally ask for a password, log in, download the content? We didn't mean to do that.
No, I agree.
I was like, no, that's a feature. You actually specifically had to build that.
Yeah, you built it. Somebody coded that and improved it, and it got into the code base. So my point is that, your feed might be fine, but the company that controls what you see in that feed does stuff like that.
Facebook does surprises me. I mean, maybe I would be surprised.
Screw up too often.
That's not a screw up. That is.
I recently created
a new Instagram account. Please don't ask to follow me. It's private and you will not be allowed.
Can I get in?
No. For one reason, Lisa said, look, I post all of our vacation pictures on Instagram.
Right.
Create an account, follow me. I only follow her, and you will be able to see them. That made sense. I cannot tell you how many times I've lost count, how many times that Instagram account has asked for my contact list again and again and again and again and again. And it continues to do so.
Growth hacking.
It's growth hacking. But honestly, please do not forget that when I give my contact list to a company, I am not selling myself out. I'm selling every single person I know out, their name, their address, their phone number, their address. I am giving that to Facebook, every single one of them. I have 4,000 contacts. I would be giving every one of those 4,000 people personal information, your personal information, Stacey, yours, Jeff, to Facebook.
You bet they
ask for that again and again and again and again. And they pretend that it's just so we can tell you when your friend joins Instagram.
Truth is, they already have it.